Welcome to 15 with Christine. Dana Olson, Recruitment Marketing Specialist with Applicant Pro, is our special guest today. Looking forward to this conversation. So let's dive in. Before we start the conversation, I want to let you know where you can find the podcast live. I'm going to come to you on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Hit the subscribe button and you won't miss an episode. You know, my goal with 15 with Christine is to introduce you to people who can help you grow your business, help you grow and scale. And I am looking forward to the conversation with Dana Olson. I have had a fantastic experience working with her. And Dana, just look forward to hearing more from you. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Super excited to chat today.
Awesome. Well, you know, Dana, I'd like to ask you about your background and maybe even what you did before you got started with Applicant Pro. But I'd like to let our listeners know, you know, I have had the opportunity to work with you. And, you know, one of my clients has used Applicant Pro for over a year in the recruiting process. And the results have been just simply spectacular. So we'd love to hear more about that. But let us know first, what's your background and, you know, what brought you to Applicant Pro?
Yeah, you know, Applicant Pro kind of just fell in my lap, to be perfectly honest with you. my oldest son used to play on a baseball league, and I was just chatting to one of the other baseball moms one day, and she had worked with Applicant Pro and kind of told me about the opportunity, and it all just kind of fell in place. Previous to working with Applicant Pro, I worked at little small mom and pop shops, heating and cooling, garage doors. And this has been a fantastic opportunity though.
Oh, I love hearing that. Help us understand, you know, what type of clients do you work with at Applicant Pro?
You know, Christine, there's really not any type of client that I cannot help. Every industry is a little bit different. But with that being said, I think the strategic approach that we take, we've really been able to dive into each industry and make them all successful.
Can I provide some context for my next question? Just sharing about my personal experience working with my client. My client is a specialized, you know, construction company, and you've just started working with some other clients of mine as well in manufacturing. But in our experience, you know, we were spending, I think, you know, $500+ a month just to boost some positions with Indeed. And we were getting maybe one applicant a day if we were lucky. And when we switched to Applicant Pro, I mean, it was like turning a faucet as far as the number of applicants coming in. But the way your system is designed and the way you can filter them, we not only received more candidates, but we received more qualified candidates. And Dana, that was without spending a ton more money. It was just shifting from what we were doing. And I'm sure Indeed's a great company and they have a lot of great things going for them. But if you've ever tried to talk to them on the phone, you're talking hours, you know, and you don't have help. And a lot of really big companies are not like that. But with Applicant Pro, you know, I have my own dedicated person who reaches out to me every week with an overview, and I can tweak things with her if I need to. I mean, it is, honestly, I have just been blown away by not only the results, but also the support. If you need to get help, you can get it. So I'd like to ask you, you know, what's the secret sauce? What do you do that generates those results that are just so far above the other options for posting your positions?
Yeah, you know, a lot of clients come to us and they're doing the same thing, kind of your status quo. They're just counting on Indeed. And it's the, what I like to call the post and pray method. You throw a job on Indeed and just hope you're going to get something out of it. And while Indeed is a great source, I would never tell my clients not to. Right. Indeed. The fact of the matter is, if you put all of your eggs in one basket, you're going to just constantly get the same results. So the approach that we take here at Applicant Pro is really trying to generate things from multiple sources. So not only from Indeed, but additional job boards, outbound marketing, email dripping of your jobs to passive candidates, maybe people that aren't necessarily looking for a job right now.
Okay.
Helping with employee referrals and making sure that we're generating leads from our employees. Sometimes your employees have a lot of like-minded connections that could be good potential employees as well for the company. Social media posting. So it's really about not having, again, all of your eggs in one basket and going out to each of the sources and generating as much as you can from all of them.
Can you share, you know, something that has caught my attention is how you apply search engine optimization to the job posting.
Yeah.
Can you talk about how that works and maybe what people even need to expect as far as changes or adjustments, you know, to those postings and descriptions that they've worked really hard on?
Yeah, for sure. So there's always been this idea that you just throw your job description on the job boards. And what's starting to happen is all of these companies are just starting to blend together. So mm-hmm. if you look at it from the candidate's perspective, they've got 20 or 30 jobs in front of them when they're looking at the job boards, and you guys all look the same. There's nothing really that is helping you stand out. So with search engine optimization, first off, I'll start with that point, is even though you're posting to a job board, in reality, it's just a big, huge search engine. It's a big Google. And so if you're not utilizing the right terminology that people are actually searching for when they're going to find a job, chances are you're just not getting your jobs in front of as many people as you possibly can. And there's a couple points to this that really I'd love to just kind of drive home. So it's important to make sure that your job is search engine optimized. It's important to make sure that you're not just posting the same job description over and over and over again. Let's say you're an HVAC company. If you're hiring for a technician and you just use that same description over and over again, the job boards will actually flag you as a low quality job. So having variations of your job descriptions that you can kind of rotate in and out would be very beneficial for every company out there, so that you're, again, attracting as many people as you can. And it's helping you kind of jump through the hoops that the job boards put in place. So, those are some of the things that we do, and just making sure, again, that you've got the correct keywords. I'd say just one more thing. When you're writing your job advertisements, and I'm going to switch my terminology there, don't post job descriptions. You want to make it more of an advertisement, more of a marketing piece. You have to show why your position is an upgrade. Why would they want to work for you out of any other company that's out there? And so those are some important pieces to it.
Oh, that's a great point. I have a couple of other questions just from what I have observed from working with your team. You know, I've noticed that you, I guess that's where you refresh the jobs or maybe even tweak or change the job posting every 2 weeks, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And when I set up something new with your team, they specifically ask me which markets they want the position advertised in. So I guess, so is that so that you make sure and hit your geographic area, but also any adjacent ones that good candidates could come from?
Yes. So there's a thing that we like to do called a location analysis. So when you're posting a job, when we're talking about job boards, a lot of the times they require you to put in a location. Okay. Well, sometimes certain companies are in oversaturated locations. And so let's say we use a certain zip code and there's the population's 200,000 people. Yes. And maybe the next zip code over 5 minutes away, we only have 50,000 people. So it's less saturated. And the way that the job boards work, regardless of which one of those zip codes you're using, you're still going to be seen. But since you're not in an oversaturated market, you actually get seen a lot more frequently.
That makes sense. But that, you know, those are all things that I have observed from working with you all that has really generated results. Can you take a minute and speak to maybe some different industries? You know, can you describe, you know, if we were to talk to one of your clients who is focused on business to business, how would they describe working with you, working with Applicant Pro?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. So one of the things that we really pride ourselves is on customer service and ease of use. So that's important. But I think the thing that I feel like is the most important is we like to be leaders of the pack. I don't want to be a follower. I don't want to do what every other company is doing, because obviously what every other company is doing is not working. We're all yielding the same results. So you've got to think outside of the box. And realistically, Christine, what it comes down to is what works in one industry, what works in one market isn't going to be the same thing that works in the next industry in the next market. So we try to very much so take a strategic approach to it, doing a lot of research, jumping off the cliff first, trying things out that nobody else tried out. And maybe we'll fall flat on our face and it doesn't work, but it definitely didn't hurt anything. So that's one of the things that I really love about working with Applicant Pro is we get to be super creative in what we're doing. We get to try new things. And a lot of times it does yield success when you are, again, standing out from the pack and doing something different. So one more thing that I'd love to add about Applicant Pro is there's all sorts of companies out there that say they'll help you with hiring. And you kind of have two end of the spectrum. So you've got give you a system and let you run it and hope that it works. And you have like staffing companies. Let me build a pipeline for myself and I'll give you a few people. And again, hopefully it works. Right. We like to work kind of in the middle realm there. So I'm going to basically act as an extension of your team and help build a pipeline specifically for your company. So.
Well, can I speak to another thing that has really helped me from my side of the equation? You know, when it comes to helping you really evaluate those candidates and move them through a very intentional process, you have automated steps that can be set up and customized that makes the process unique for each client, but yet still very powerful because you can tweak it every time and you can make changes. How would you describe that component of what you do at Applicant Pro? And even how does it fit to you being that middle ground? You know, between a company that just gives you a system and says, good luck. I mean, which is fine. You know, you can pay for that. Or, you know, the full staffing route.
Yeah, absolutely. So we want our clients to have a say in the applications that are coming through. But we also want to help bring in as many qualified candidates as we possibly can. So some of these tools that we use, the main reason why we use them is because generally our clients do find that they're getting more applicants than what they were getting before. Okay. And so that, of course, is going to be more time consuming.
Yes.
So having these automated processes that will help you filter through those candidates a little bit more quickly and find those needle in the haystack, those star applicants a little bit more fast is going to be beneficial. Time is of the essence. And so, you know, the longer it's taking you to get through those applicants, the more likely those applicants have already found a different job by the time you get to them. So if we can, you know, speed that process up and automate it a little bit so there's not so much hands-on from the company's perspective, it's definitely something that seems to be a really great process to take.
You know, Dan, I see, you know, on Applicant Pro's website, you know, and just from meeting with clients with you, you know, you let them know that you're going to be astounded at the results that you receive. And I love seeing that confidence. Can you share with us if a business owner, you know, needs to hire more people, needs to hire the right people, you know, what are just the basics of working with you? Like, do they have to sign a long-term commitment? You know, what is your structure like? Are there any details you can share that just may answer questions that people have in their own mind before we wrap up?
Yeah, for sure. So that's why we can be so confident, or one of the reasons why we're so confident is because we know I've been doing this for 10 years. We know that we're going to keep trying things until we find that sweet spot for each individual client. We don't have any long-term contracts because we're so confident in our product and our offering. Yes. We don't force you to sign up for a year. We don't force you to sign any contract at all. We just ask for a simple 3-month verbal commitment. That gives us enough time to do the research that we need to do to find, again, your sweet spot, get everything implemented in place, and show you the results. And if you don't love it from there, then that's perfectly fine. I mean, I don't want you to sit and be unhappy in a long-term contract, not getting the results that you don't like. But to be perfectly honest with you, once you see what we're able to do, I'm pretty positive you're going to be happy with it.
From personal experience, I would agree. if you're thinking, you know what, I'd like to learn more about what Dana does. I'd like to learn more about Applicant Pro. Dana's calendar link is right here scrolling at the bottom of the screen. You can go to applicantpro.com or you can email Dana at dana@applicantpro.com. The number is 801-647-5368. Dana, thanks so much for dropping in for the conversation.
Yeah.
And for those of you that are watching and listening in, thanks for joining us. 2 weeks from today, we'll have another valuable conversation to help you grow your business. Until then.